We've taken a look at top of the class. We've looked at potential sleepers. Now it's time to take a look at who could be the best fit for the Denver Broncos when taking a look at this draft class and who can get after the quarterback. With Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris. Thanks for joining us. Phil, the Broncos already have a handful of good ones, but as we've been saying all week, you can't have enough of them.
Yeah, exactly. We've noted that, hey, getting after the quarterback is really crucial, and the Broncos have a lot of depth there. I mean, they have DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. You're talking about two Pro Bowl guys who can get after the quarterback, and we've heard that Wade Phillips is going to use these guys to the best of their strengths. He's going to scheme for them, so we can expect them to really get after the quarterback this year. And then behind them, of course, we got guys like Laurenti McCray, Shaquille Barrett. There's a lot of depth there behind those guys, so not necessarily a need, but something that we've noted is that other than the very top guys in this year's draft class, there may be some sleeper picks, some guys out there who have the athletic ability who, hey, it might be worth taking a risk on.
Right, take that risk and take the time to maybe grow that player, Andrew. The Broncos have done that before, so who might be that best fit when the Broncos are on the clock and it's time for them to add to the roster?
Well, there's two guys I'm focused on. One is Lorenzo Malden out of Louisville, 259 pounds. Pretty strong against the run, also has some good pass rush moves. There's a question, though, of whether he's maxed out what he is, but I think, I think there's still some potential there if he can add some more pass rush moves that he can be very effective as a pass rusher. The other guy I really like is Haole Kikaha out of Washington. Talked about him in the sleepers piece this week. You know, very interesting prospect. Led the nation in sacks last year with 19. He's strong. He can be effective against the run. Really, the only reason we're not talking about Kikaha as a surefire first round pick is the two ACL injuries that he suffered at the University of Washington. But if he passes medical, I think he's going to be an outstanding prospect for somebody in this class.
I'm just surprised you're able to correctly pronounce his name that many times in this segment. Hey, look, the Broncos have used their first pick in the last three drafts to go defense. They do it again this year. We'll have to wait and see. For Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris.